this session, and I was remarking to Bruce Bartlett, I've been a member of the Philadelphia Society since its inception, and I never thought I would hear this much talk about rock and roll at the Philadelphia Society, but I would say it's about time. The topic of this session is America's musical culture, and before we have very distinguished and well-qualified speakers to address different aspects of this, just a couple of news items before we get started. I know that many of you are, because of your absorption in the subject matter here, are not able to keep up with these matters, so we have an AP wire ticker in the headquarters suite, and just a couple of things that came in. The first thing is that the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad announced this morning, only this morning, that they have discovered that Yasser Arafat and Ringo Starr are one and the same person. And if you take, what happened was that Ringo was at a Pizza Hut, picked up the tablecloth, put it on his head, and you had Yasser Arafat. A couple of other items. One, Ed Meese, General Meese, referred last night to the Ninth District Circuit Court of Appeals. It came down with a new decision just yesterday. They're the folks that took Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. They have determined that since neither women nor minorities were present at the Constitutional Convention in 1787, the Constitution is itself unconstitutional. I think that might be reversed. And finally, for those of you who are television viewers, if you do want to watch some TV news, programming note for tomorrow morning. ABC news anchor George Stephanopoulos will interview Columbia journalism professor Al Gore on the topic, the myth of media bias. Now, the upfront advertising for this session said that I was, or at least the letter that was sent out said that I was going to make some remarks about Elvis Presley, and that may or may not happen, depending on the time exigencies of this session. And I must say I have some hesitancy about doing such a thing. I've got some notes here. I have never been very good at the intellectualization of popular culture. There's a lot of people that do that kind of thing. That really hasn't been my bag. I did try once to write a book about the deeper significance of baseball. And what I came up with, and it kind of stalled out on me, was that baseball was a metaphor for softball. And I mean, you have to kind of use your imagination, but like the ball is a different size and so forth. But they're really kind of similar. And then the other thing, this is a more Midwestern thing that I don't know if you people from other parts of the country have this, but I also, after my years in Indiana going to many state fairs and county fairs, thought that baseball was sort of a metaphor for donkey baseball, in which if you're from another part of the country, people get on donkeys and ride around the bases on the donkeys. So you have to imagine the donkeys are not there. But if you do, you'll see what I'm driving at. That's about as far as I got on that that topic. And you see that I'm not really that good at it, but I think we have people here who are somewhat better at these things than I, and we're going to proceed so that I can follow it in alphabetical order, and so that means that the speakers that you're going to hear will be in the very order that they appear on your program, with the exception of, I'm sad to say, Ralph DiToledano, who is not able to be with us And Bill Campbell has a copy of Ralph's remarks, which he will read after the other speakers have concluded. So let's begin with, in alphabetical order, with Bruce Bartlett. And Bruce is, I think, well known to many of you, as he is to many of us in Washington and indeed throughout the country, as one of the architects of the supply-side revolution of the 1970s when he was working on the Kemp Roth tax bill on Capitol Hill, and later worked in the Treasury Department for President Reagan, where he helped to advance the supply-side and tax-cutting policies of the Reagan administration. He is currently a senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, where he continues to do his economic studies and also to do a lot of economic writing. He's a very widely published author on all different aspects of the economy. However, his presence here has nothing whatever to do with that. He is also a great aficionado of rock music. And over the past year or so, Bruce and I have been in contact about this. He has been working on a rather unusual thesis, which is the conservative slash libertarian aspects of pop rock music. And he's written about this in a piece that he's shopping around. And so when I heard of this session, I told Bill Campbell we have to have Bruce Bartlett there because he is truly an expert on these matters. Would you please welcome at this time Bruce Bartlett.